everyone. This is Biz from happilycenterafter.com, and I am thrilled to be your host tonight. Welcome. I'm from happilycenterafter.com, and I'm the creator of the Get Your Thin Off. Tonight, we're all about becoming empowered so that you can live in the body of your dreams. Now, last I checked, we had a ton of people on the call tonight. In fact, can I just say right now that it's great that at the beginning of this year that you guys took the time out of your busy schedule to spend a little time focusing on yourself. It's only by investing in yourself, you know, regardless of whether it's an investment of time or money, that you will become empowered to live in the body of your dreams. So few people take the necessary time to focus their attention on new ways of looking at things and new belief systems that can produce new results. So I want to really offer you guys a hearty congratulations for loving yourself enough to learn a new way to get into that body that you desire. Now, some of you on the call tonight have already worked with me, so you know how important I consider setting the right intention is. Tonight, I want you to know that my intention for this call is to be totally present, totally focused, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to give you the steps that you need to create this body that you desire. Your very presence here has me really excited and committed to make sure that you get all the information you came here to get. You're going to be able to walk away from this call with the steps that you need to be empowered to create whatever it is you want to create. Now, let me start by saying this. Your nutritional goals are probably the most important investment that you can make or that you can do for yourself. Nothing else is more connected to all aspects of your humanness than getting a handle on how you fuel your body. Nutrition plays a huge role in regulating your mind, your body, and your spirit. And until you get those three things in order, you're going to struggle with confusion, poor sleep habits, increased stress levels, and more often than not, your body's not going to release the weight that you want it to. And you know what? I could go on and on. Let me add this. You and I, we're works in progress. And the program and every other goal that we make, they're works in progress as well. And what this means is that you never stop learning. You never stop growing. And really, you never stop pursuing goals. There's never this stopping point that you arrive and you say, okay, I'm there, I'm finished. When you get to one goal, you move forward, and then you set new goals. Now, helping clients set new goals is really and precisely the reason I created these steps. They've been the foundation I have used over the years to ensure that I realize my own goals. And it was kind of out of necessity that I came up with this strategic plan to get the job done, and you're going to find out about this a little later in this call. What's fantastic about this program is that it can be used for any goal in your life, not just your nutritional goals. You can carry these steps with you throughout your life, no matter what the goal. But tonight, for tonight's purposes, I'm going to focus on how the steps relate to your nutritional goals. Now, I want to warn you, I've been accused of talking fast, so there's a lot of information, and I want to make sure that you catch all the highlights. So make sure that you have some sort of notepad or something to write with or however you take your notes, whatever that way is that you prefer, because something that you might hear, you might want to implement right away, and I want you to be able to have that opportunity to write it down immediately so you can remember it. Let me go back just a little bit before I start in with the steps. When I was creating this strategy, these steps, I thought about the people who might need it the most. And you know what? I had two choices to make. One was that the people that I wrote it for would have been on a round of the program before and just needed a refresher course. The other group of people would be people that were completely new to the HCG protocol, maybe people who would need to have like all the nuts and bolts from the very start. And I got to tell you, I was really perplexed about which group to focus on when I was writing it. You know, after several days that I thought about it, I actually decided to meld the two groups together because, quite frankly, no one has done around with the instructions that this program will have. Well, let me take that back. Yes, there have been now people when I released this program back in October, and they have had phenomenal results. But let me go back and say that no one out there has a program that really works and links working the mind, the mindsets with working on the protocol. So for those of you that have worked with me before, all of this introductory information might be a review, but I kind of ask you to hang with me because I'm going to discuss tonight how this little nice little package kind of works on syncing the mind and the body. And when you transform the mind and the body simultaneously, the changes that you make, they last a lifetime. You know, there's this quote that I really like, and it's from The Shawshank Redemption, and it's something that I use quite often because I really believe that life is all about growth. The quote is, get busy living or get busy dying. In other words, life is all about being busy. And if you don't keep yourself busy with the things that can bring you the most happiness or the most joy, well, then the alternative isn't all that great. You know, we can continue to learn about new ways of doing things, and the ACG protocol is no exception. In my experience with people that use the protocol, I have found that a lot want a step-by-step guide in doing a round, or what Dr. Simeons calls a course of treatment. Over and over again, my clients ask me for instructions or something that they can follow. They tell me that having a guide to follow the program would be so easy to stick to. The purpose of this program, really, though, is to provide more than a quick fix. Quite honestly, without the mindset changes, HCG can be a quick, easy, and fast way to lose weight. But for lasting change, you need something a little bit more deeper. And that's why I created this program. Today, during this call, I'm going to give you the specific steps that will propel you forward so that you can make serious decisions about the direction you want to go with your weight control journey. And at the end of the call, I'm going to give you an opportunity to work with me personally for the full 7 weeks of the program. I'd be your personal coach and mentor, and I'd help you grasp how to integrate the new mindsets and your weight control goals. Now, we started this call with an intention, and actually my program starts with the same thing. Most programs like this begin with clarity exercises. Before you conquer any challenge, you have to get clear about what that challenge really is. So intention is all about getting clear. Now, if you're anything like me, you've tried to do all the right things. You've read all the right books. You researched the papers. You attended the self-help seminars. And yet, instead of feeling clear about what you do or what to do, all you feel is overwhelmed. Now, my coach called this sort of overwhelmed splattered attention. We're so splattered with our focus that our goals look like this big old ink blot on the page. We can't set a clear intention because we can't figure out what we want. In the big picture, intentions don't appreciate confusion. Intentions can't proceed into actions that lead into results unless those intentions are clear. So the question is, how do you get clear? Sometimes all you need is someone who has handled their own intentions to grab your hand, lead the way, and show you the trick so that you can get to where they are. An accountability partner can help you through these pitfalls and show you the way and pick you up when you fall off course. So that's really a good way to do it. Plain and simple, it's all about accountability. And that's what so many of us need. But here's the thing that might surprise you. This isn't about gathering more information. It's about using the It's about using the information you already have and applying it to a system that works. That's when you're going to experience the ahas and the ta-das. Accountability helps you feel that sense of completion and that glory of accomplishment. Now, if you have an accountability partner, they will help you remember that your work will lead to your goals. Now, the premise of the Get Your Thin On program is that you are in control of creating the body of your dreams. My job is to teach you the steps that will empower you to get there systematically. To make lasting change to your mindsets, however, you need to focus on four specific areas: your mind, your heart, your body, and your spirit. The mind, which is about your mental capacities, the heart, which is the basis of your emotions, the body, which is your physical mode of action, and your spirit, whatever your spiritual goals are. When people approach change in their life, they're going to typically concentrate on maybe one or two of these focus areas. More often than not, the focus will primarily be on the physical. People push and push and push and push physically toward a goal, and then usually what happens? They burn out. Pure physical action can only take you so far. Focusing on only one of the areas kind of leaves you unbalanced. Without a balance between, you know, what they call these four power centers, lasting change can't happen. So all of those powers must be in alignment for any change to be transformational. Now, before I move into the steps, I kind of want to make you aware of something. As I work through the power of these steps, I'm going to be sharing my personal story. And at times, it can get a little emotional. And I want you to know right now that if you hear emotion in my voice, it's not coming from a place of pain, but rather it's from a place of, oh my goodness, look at what I've accomplished in such a short time. When I was going over all this information that I wanted to share with you tonight, and I started relating my story, it kind of brought up some strong feelings, but they were feelings of accomplishment. Quite frankly, I want you to experience the same thing in your life, because it was really by me using these steps that I was able to get to where I am today. So let's go ahead and start from step one. First, we have to get clear about our intention. Without clarity of what you want, you don't know where to focus your energy. Intention is been called an unstoppable power because it sets your wheels in motion. It's bigger than a goal. In fact, it's been said that it's a goal on steroids. Intention is really a commitment to yourself that you're going to do whatever it takes to succeed. Now, my first brush with the power of intention happened even before I had a knowledge of setting intentions. It was on October 5th, 2009, and my daughter and I were visiting a friend in Memphis, Tennessee. On that day, I got a phone call that literally turned the world I knew upside down. That one call honestly started me on a path to a new life. Now, of course, I didn't realize it that, you know, at that time, but you know that saying that says, if it feels like a punch in the gut, it probably is? Well, that day, I totally understood what that saying meant. My life changed with a phone call. My then husband told me in no uncertain terms that the marriage we had built together for the past 15 years was over. Poof, just like that. It was finished, gone, with one phone call. I stood there not knowing what to do. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know who to depend on. It was devastating. The one thing I knew for sure was that I had to make a decision, and I had to make it fast. There was no way I was going to go back to South Carolina and live a life that was crumbling. Yet, I had my daughter's well-being to think about. And the only reliable support system at the time that I had was my sister, her husband, and my mom, and they all lived in Florida. So off to Florida I went. When I got back home about a week later, I packed up everything that I could fit in my Suburban, including my baby girl, and I drove off toward a new life. Now, I didn't have a place to live. I didn't have a real job. I didn't have a clue what was next. But I did have my intention to make my life and my daughter's life better. At that time, I didn't know that my unwavering dedication to a purpose was called an intention. All I knew it was that it was up to me and that things could only get better if I took action. It's amazing what doors open up to you when you set an intention. within a couple of weeks of going to Florida, I was offered a place to stay for 3 months that just so happened to be across the street from the beach, and it was at a price I could afford. Now, although my new beachfront abode was temporary, it gave me enough downtime to figure out what to do with my life. Setting an intention is the first key element to making a life change. In fact, no matter what program you decide to take on for some systematic growth, it's always going to start with setting an intention. They have to be clear. They have to be authentic. And they have to be something that you truly desire. The thing about intention is that they can be revisited at any point along your journey. And this is going to encourage those out there who are recovering perfectionists like me. In other words, it doesn't have to be the perfect intention. It just has to be clear. And again, authentic to you and something that you really want. Like my intention to create a better life for my daughter and me. I knew without a doubt that that's what I wanted. So I set about making it happen one step at a time. Some of you might have a difficult time coming up with an intention, but don't worry. We go through exercises in the Get Your Thin On program to help you get clear. One of the tricks on landing on the right intention, honestly, is to figure out what you don't want and go from there. Now, that sounds a little backwards to those of you that might know about the law of attraction, but bear with me for a second because it can really help. You can say to yourself, okay, I'm really tired of being over 200 pounds, or I don't want to be embarrassed anymore by sitting in a booth at a restaurant, or maybe it's I don't want to ask for a seatbelt extender on an airplane. Statements like these, they're excellent places to start when you're working on an intention. Working backwards gives you the permission to start small in the world of manifesting intentions. The more you work with small intentions that become realized, you're going to build a record of accomplishments that's going to enable you to go on to bigger and more daring intentions down the road. Okay, that was step one. So step two is all about expectations. Getting clear on intentions is super important. Sometimes we have to know what to expect in order for some intentions to be realized. Now, going back to my story, during the 3 months that I stayed at the beach, I discovered quite by accident about using vision boards to create expectations. I found Christine Kane's vision board tool during a web search. I was working with my clients at the time. I was taken really in with her ideas about how important intentions were and how expectations can play a huge role on the outcome of our lives. Vision boards helped me to create an expectation to focus my intention on. The expectations I created helped me move past obstacles that came up as I was headed toward my new life. Now, a lot of obstacles arise when you're doing the HCG protocol. The most popular ones can be broken down in general categories like, you know, what do I need to do if I have to go somewhere socially? What do I have to do on a holiday? What happens if I deviate in some way? What do I do if I stall? When should I plan around? Now, these are just kind of examples, but the truth is there's really no solid answers to these obstacles. Well, because each person is going to have to find their own answers. The ACG protocol is solid and it's strict. And it works for the general masses. However, everyone's situation is different. Each of us must handle our obstacles individually. And one of the beautiful things about the program is that I give you the tools on how to figure your own way to handle your obstacles. Now, that's just one element of the expectation step. The other side concentrates on clarity again, but kind of in a different light than we're used to in the intention step. Intention focuses on your desires. Expectation focuses on like an anticipation of a result. Your anticipation to reach goal is quite a different thought process than the intention step. Your expectations need to be clear. You need to see the big picture as well as the small steps along the way. Now, when I created my expectations around my new life, I decided what was the life that I wanted, what did it look like, and then I went after it. You know, I expected challenges to work out. I expected doors to open, and I expected the answers to come. Now, I will teach you in this program how to expect the best for yourself as you move along the weight loss journey. During the expectation step, you need to be aware of your own accomplishments, and then you need to celebrate them. And as I've said before, you need to prepare for the obstacles and have a plan to get over them should they arise. And this is where the program really helps, because help you guide through you any obstacles that you didn't plan for, and then help you adjust your plan to bypass any kind of obstacles that are in your future. Another way to look at expectation is maybe to think of being proactive instead of reactive in everything that you do. Planning to work around a social occasion while you're on the protocol is a lot better than reacting to what happens when you don't have a focus plan. So that's step two. Let's go on to step three. Step three focuses on inspiration. So you've set your intention. You know what to expect. Now you need a little inspiration for you to keep yourself focused on your intention. Have you noticed so far that always things lead back to your intention? Okay, so back to my story. My daughter and I were slowly building a new life in Florida. Now it was December, and I was ready to tackle the new year, but I didn't connect with making resolutions. For me, that would have been a quick road to failure. So instead, I chose to find inspiration in a word, just one word. One word wasn't rigid and set in stone. It felt a lot more flexible, and at the time in my life, I needed a lot of elbow room to change things quickly. So I picked the word emerge to guide and inspire my journey toward my new life, and really, it was perfect. Simply put, emerge means to come into view. So I wanted 2010 to be the year that I came into view with my new life as a single parent and with my new full-time career as a nutritional coach. So the word emerge came to me really easy, but then I had to set out to do the work to make it real in my life. Anytime I would lose faith or lose my way, that intention word, that inspiration word, reminded me that I had to step up and step forward. Inspiration to keep you on track during the HCG protocol is so important. When you're doing the protocol and you're sticking to it as written, you're going to find out that your body goes through a lot of detox-type symptoms. It doesn't stop there, though. Your mind and your spirit are going to be going through some changes as well. There are times you're going to need your inspiration to build you up and to keep you on course. Now, for me, that inspiration came in a word. For you, it might be something else. During your journey, you're going to discover how much of a role food has played in your life, whether it's how many times you're invited to social occasions or how many times your partner might say to you, oh, let's go out to dinner, or how many times your friend calls you and say, hey, let's go for a coffee and a donut. Your relationship with the food is going to become apparent really quick. You're going to begin to see why you've had a tough time maintaining any normal weight program. You might even start to notice how often you turn to food in times of stress or high emotion. Now, unfortunately, the HCG protocol is not forgiving for moments when all you want to do is eat some comfort food. Or you might have been hiding behind a layer of weight for years as a way of protecting yourself. Now you've made the decision to finally let go of that protection. Therefore, you're going to need to find some other activity besides eating to substitute. You're going to have to find something else to occupy that time that you always spent with your default foods. Now, that's where the program support and accountability is invaluable. Learning to live on inspiration is sort of a skill, and I go over the steps on how to accomplish that in the program itself. But I'm going to give you some tips tonight to get you started. First of all, begin with your intention. Now, let's say your intention is to live in a body that weighs 120 pounds. Now, close your eyes and see yourself at that weight. Ask yourself a question. What clothes will you be wearing? Okay, go out and buy that outfit and whatever that looks like on a 128-pound body. Then look at that outfit every day you are on protocol and imagine you in that outfit. Allow the possibility in your head, in your mind, that you can and will transform into the person you see in your mind's eye. Getting to your desired weight is going to take some time. So you got to be sure to schedule some fun stuff along the way. Now, the best way I find to do this is to celebrate every 10 pounds you lose. Do something fun or adventurous. You're losing the last 20 or 30 pounds, believe me, you're going to truly be inspired because it's going to seem like you're losing a size with every 10 pounds. And you're going to need to keep going shopping for clothes to keep up with the dramatic changes in your body. Okay, step one, step two, step three, on to step four. Step four concentrates on motivation. Now, you're going to ask yourself, what's the difference between motivation and inspiration? Simply put, inspiration is long-term and goal-oriented. Motivation is short-term and task-oriented. Now, motivation is about learning the whys of what we are doing. Why do I want to drop the weight? Why do I want to weigh 128 pounds? Why do I want to go on the HCG protocol? When we know the whys, we're going to be in a much better position to discover how to get there. People are generally motivated in two ways, either towards something that makes them feel good or away from something that makes them feel bad. You can be a little of both, but you're going to lean towards one or the other. Learning which motivation style is dominant in your life is a step into discovering what you can put into place to keep you motivated towards your ultimate goal. So let's go back to that desire to weigh 128 pounds. Now, you're going to want to weigh that much because you know that you'll be healthy at that weight, or you'll look better in clothes, or you might be able to run with the kids, or you can ride the rides at any amusement park. Or maybe you're motivated because you know that weighing more than 200 pounds is a recipe for a heart attack or diabetes or some other debilitating disease. Regardless of the reason, after you know the one thing that motivates you, you're going to be in a better position to plant seeds along the way that will help you stay motivated. Now, a trick I like to use is my do one thing philosophy. What is one thing you can do today that can help motivate you towards your goal? Could it be surfing some internet travel sites? Would it be buying that cute little polka dot dress and hanging it somewhere you'll see it every day? Would it be establishing a new habit, like maybe drinking enough water or cutting out something that your body doesn't like? Maybe it would be starting a journal or stretching for just 5 minutes. The world is your oyster. Okay, so I've chatted about intention, expectations, inspiration, and motivation. I happen to find it really cool that the way they intermingle with each other, but remember, it all starts with intention. Believe it or not, intention is needed for step five as well. Step five is dedication. It's really quite amazing to watch someone who does the HCG protocol. I have worked with clients that are so strict when it comes to phase two that they do not deviate from Dr. Simeon's plan whatsoever. Yet on day one of phase three, they will go out and eat a Dunkin' Donut or go through the drive-thru at McDonald's. Now, I know some of you out there might be laughing, but that has actually happened. Dedication is a really important step. With the HCG protocol, you put your body through one of the best detox programs I have ever seen. You have to stay dedicated to the goal of a clean and healthy body by keeping those decisions on into lifetime maintenance. I always encourage my clients to choose healthier, fresher, unprocessed food when they move into maintenance. Now, it's important to keep up with the data because that's the only way you can chart your progress and see where you might need to change or tweak things that might not be working for you. Now, stay dedicated to your losses by doing whatever whatever is necessary to recover should the need arise. Be dedicated to planning and to being proactive so that you can work around life, because the truth is, life and its challenges will always come up. One of the surest ways to stay dedicated is to be accountable to someone. A support group or a support buddy will help you stay true to your decision to keep your losses secure. Now, after you've set your intention, looked at what to expect, you put into place your inspiration to help you reach your goal, you found ways to motivate yourself along the way, and then you dedicate your life to making sure you keep those things in order, only then are you ready for the transformation to begin. That's step six. During the protocol, you will be transforming your body into a place that a lot of you may not have seen for decades. Some of you maybe never. In that transformation stage, you begin the process of getting rid of a lot of excess baggage. To make the changes last, you have to also transform your mind and your thoughts as well. I mentioned before how I've watched a lot of clients be so pure on protocol, yet when it's time for maintenance, they lose it major big time. The reason they don't do so well in maintenance is because they've ignored half the equation to lasting change. You have to address what's in your head, not only what's on your hips. People who fail at maintenance have spent their energy on their bodies and have not examined their minds and spirit. Being transformed in your head has a lot to do with concentrating on your intention. Keeping your intention clear will help you transform your mind over into developing the habits that you need to keep the weight off. Now, this is where support really plays a role. During maintenance, it's very easy to fall back into the old patterns that made you overweight to begin with. Some people get into entitlement, like this entitlement mindset, and they say to themselves, I've worked so hard, I deserve to have that Twinkie. Now, that sounds like it's an absurd illustration, but would you be surprised how many times I've been asked, why can't I eat just like a normal person? You know, I have to remind them that eating like quote-unquote normal people is what got them here in the first place. If you want to see normal people eating, go down to the local McDonald's and sit for a few minutes. Normal people nowadays, they are obese. They are on all sorts of medications, and they're not healthy. We have to transform our minds over to be of the abnormal variety. Now, I say that in jest, but in reality, we have to be outside of the norm. Our society is obsessed with immediate gratification, and that includes going out to eat often. You know, unfortunately, eating out is counterproductive to our weight control goals. We have to remember that restaurants are businesses, and they make food taste better sometimes than it truly is by using things that don't necessarily agree with our bodies. Now, I'm not saying you can't go out to eat, but you have to be prepared. Eating out should be saved for like special occasions, not the norm if we want to honor our intentions. Transforming your body, mind, and spirit is about discovering what is right for your body. What makes it hum like a well-oiled machine? What keeps it running at optimal levels? Transforming your body means that you discover new ways of eating, new ways of enjoying company when you're not surrounded by restaurant foods, new ways of saying no to occasional lunches with the gang, new ways of working around an official lunch meeting with the office, new ways of looking at food as fuel instead of as a drug. That takes change of mind. In the Get Your Thin On program, you will dive headfirst into how to change your mindsets and thoughts so that you see the world as a thin person you are meant to be. Now, step seven, this is where all the steps get put together. Get into action. My coach asks a very powerful question when she starts her week on taking action. Are you making decisions from where you are or where you want to be? Now, really ponder on that for a minute. If you truly took that question and made a requirement for every decision you made, your action steps would change, don't you think? Are you making decisions from where you are or where you want to be? Going back to your intention to weigh 128 pounds, if you're at a gathering and you were perplexed about eating the only available things that were there, things like fried chicken from KFC, macaroni and cheese from Stouffer's, baked beans from Bush's, and dinner rolls from Sunbeam, I can hear the snickers. I know. Everyone knows that that's like typical Southern country comfort foods. Would you make the decision from where you are, which might be over 200 pounds, or would you make the decision from where you want to be, which is at 128 pounds? Something to ponder. Taking action is a super important step in the arena of weight control. It's that glue that holds all the other steps together. You can think all day long about your intentions, what to expect, find your inspiration, look for motivation, feel like you're dedicated, ready to transform. But without taking that first step, all of that thinking and feeling means absolutely nothing. Actions are decisions that step forward. You can only take action that will produce results when all the other steps have been taken first. Now, isn't it kind of awesome how this all works together? You must take deliberate action, conscious action, and the only way to do that is by being clear with all the other steps. Most people today, they live in a state of reaction instead of proaction. When you take action from a place of clarity, you set up steady habits and practice them constantly. Taking action from a place of clarity is the difference between starting an exercise program and with no goal, no structure, and working out for 14 hours straight, burning out, then throwing in the towel. Or beginning an exercise habit with a plan of small action steps, working out regularly, slowly getting stronger. Action also includes getting support. Now, the best support, like I mentioned before, is from people who have walked in the path before you. So this can be like a one-on-one support that you might get from an accountability partner or a personal coach, or it could be like a group support system that has many people pursuing the same goals as you. Personally, I happen to adore the incredible power of a mastermind group. Mastermind groups involve, you know, people that have like minds as you that are all on the same quest for a particular purpose. Most masterminds are headed by a facilitator who has already taken the path and who can, you know, offer you some guidance. Now, going back to my story, 3 months after that fateful phone call, I realized I needed the support of others to help me get to this life of my dreams. I realized I needed support for my goals in my business, in my livelihood, my career, in my life. I need to financially support myself and my baby girl, and I didn't know the first thing about doing that on my own. So I took a leap. I invested in myself and my new life on January 1st, 2010. I joined a business mentoring program that helped me emerge as an entrepreneur and a business owner. Almost a year later, I hired a coach who helped me up-level my life in ways I could never have imagined. I could not have done it alone. I needed the support of others who had walked the road before me. I decided to invest in myself, and that decision changed my life. In this program, you're not alone. You do not have to do this journey by yourself. Too many people try to do this kind of intense body, mind, and spirit work all on their own. And then something happens and they hit an obstacle, then they tell themselves they're not cut out for this and they give up. And then unfortunately, the cycle continues. Honor your own potential for greatness. Give yourself permission to know that support is necessary for any great goal to be realized. Finding like-minded people who share your intentions, your expectations, your inspirations, your motivations, and those who are dedicated to transform their lives, that's going to be tantamount to your success. Your family and friends are the support system you created from a place that you once were. Some of them might not understand that your goals have changed, that you want to improve things that haven't worked. Some, quite frankly, will tell you that you're a little bonkers going in the direction that you're headed. That is why it's so important to form a group of new support. Your support network can help you through all the blocks, not let you back down, and keep you moving forward. They'll never let you give up. What's great about a coach who facilitates a mastermind is that she's outside of your stuff and your stories. She knows that your desire is to get to the next level and that she's going to try to constantly hold you to a higher plane of expectation so that you have something to always reach for. Coaches help you keep your goals in focus, pick you up when you meet with obstacles, and then propel you toward the desires that you've intended. In my own life, I have always understood the power of a support group. It became clear to me when I hired my own personal coach last year and became part of a mastermind. What's exciting is that I started with a course just like I'm offering today. I'm offering you a step-by-step daily coaching program to help you get through all the minutiae of everyday life. You will be encouraged and held up to the highest possible expectation so that you can reach and grow. The program helps you stay accountable and creates momentum on a daily basis to deliver the results that you set up with your intention. Can I tell you how many times I've gotten a comment that's similar to, just show me how to do it? So many people are so busy in their day-to-day living that they just don't have time to do the research and figure out the steps to getting the result they desire, especially when it comes to the HCG protocol. That is why I have created this program. It really has been years in the making, and I have just about come across every obstacle that might come up in regards to this miracle. I've compiled a lot of that information into a concise guide to hold your hand along the way. Now, let me just share with you all the support you'll get with the Get Your Thin On program. The foundation of this program is built on daily emails, and this is where I present the lessons that connect all the steps in a systematic and coherent way. And then I show you how to apply them to help with your body, your mind, and your spirit goals. Every day for 7 weeks, you get a message from me. And now when I said support, I meant it. In addition to the emails, I provide you with an audio of the email so that you can take the coaching lesson wherever you need to go. I provide a toolkit that will accompany the program, and this includes charts and forms and help you to record your progress. It also has various written exercises to help you get clear on what your desires are. And then you're getting a full 3 week plus phase two protocol menu from loading, which is the first 2 days, to limbo, which is the last 3 days, and all points in between. And it includes a shopping list. Now, I've made available various checklists to aid you in this pristine, clean P2 round. And as an added bonus, I'm offering a phase two cookbook with over 300 recipes so that you can design your own menu in subsequent rounds. You're going to receive the full support and access to others who are just like you. They are committed, too, to making the positive changes that with their own weight control program. The forum is where this whole mastermind principle I spoke about earlier comes to life. This is where you're going to find people who congratulate you on your progress or help you get out of a stuck place. And don't be surprised if you find me popping in every once in a while to join in on the fun. Now, as alumni of the Get Your Thin On program, you're going to get access to that special forum indefinitely. You're going to also have complete access to boot camp, which is a section of the Happily Thinner After Support Forum, for 3 months. Boot camp now is where you get even more group support and you're aided by mentors and moderators in direct relation to the foods you choose for your round. With 3 months access, you're going to be able to experience personal support for phase two, phase three, and phase four. I'm offering a bonus coaching segment in the form of 7 question and answer calls dispersed throughout the entire 7 weeks of the program. Now, these live calls with the group, you're going to get a chance to get your questions answered to add momentum to your progress. I'll also provide you and the group with a follow-up call 2 weeks after you finish the program to help you with any lingering questions you might have. Now, I want to give you every reason to say yes to get your Get Your Thin On program. So for just a limited time, I'm going to offer this program at a substantial savings. And I want to make this program as accessible as I can to anyone who wants to make changes to their minds, bodies, and spirits. Now, I'm going to be a little transparent. When I first decided to offer this program last year, I didn't do a whole lot of thinking on the appropriate start date. I wanted to offer it during a time when there wouldn't be anything in the way to having 3 weeks to do a clean round. But that's kind of hard to do when I released it the first time because I did it during the busiest time of year, which was the holiday season. You know what I've come to realize since then? Is that really? There's no perfect time. You have to just make do with what you got. Looking at a calendar, there isn't any 7 week section of time that is free from some sort of event. So I'm scheduling the start date for this cycle to be on February 6th. Now that's a Monday and it will run for 7 weeks. But to make this happen on this timeline, you're going to have to act fast. You only have a limited time to make your decision to join with this program. We start in less than a month. With or without you, we're going to leap forward. Now I'm offering an early bird pricing special of $247 if you make the decision by Thursday, January 11th. That's a week from now at midnight. After that day, the price is going to raise to $297. As an added incentive for the first 10 people who sign up, I'm going to give away an exclusive coaching session. Now, this is your opportunity to pick my brain for 30 minutes on a personal one-on-one call to use at any point of the 7 week program. You can start with it, you can end with it. No matter what, it'll be your choice. I want you to experience all that you're capable of empowering yourself to do. Don't hesitate. Enjoy the results that so many of my clients have experienced by learning the things they needed to learn. They are creating the body of their dreams. You can too. I believe it. Now it's time for you to believe it. Don't let another year pass you by. Let's do this thing. Please go to www.happilythinnerafter.com/getyourthinon and sign up now. If you missed any part of this presentation, we're going to have a recording available, and don't worry, you'll get the offer sent to you via email as well. It's been a pleasure speaking to you today, and always remember that no matter what you do, you have the answers inside of you. I see you as a success already. Now go on and empower yourself to live in the body of your dreams. Thanks, everyone, and have a great night.